You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. It's been 1 month since intense rain squalls fell on the hills above Montecito and triggered an avalanche of mud, water, and boulders that killed nearly 24 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Marking the occasion, state lawmaker Monica Limon gathered officials from the Small Business Administration and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to get the word out on available resources, particularly for Santa Barbara business owners. The Small Business Administration is offering low-interest loans up to $2 million for Santa Barbara business owners. Corey Williams is with the Small Business Administration. He says March 16th is the first deadline to apply for available loans.
However, if it's economic injury only, then they have until October to apply for that.
Williams says it's easy to see physical damage from the January 9th debris flows and December's Thomas fire, but the economic injury is the biggest focus of the Small Business Administration's loan program.
Things that a business owner in Santa Barbara can't see are how they're going to pay their employees. How are they going to meet their monthly lease obligations? What if they have to track new business? Because think about with the 101 closures, and they need to make sure that they have that working capital to sustain themselves, not only in month, you know, 1 and 2, but we're thinking about month 6, 7, 8, 9 down the line.
Another Santa Barbara nonprofit named Women's Economic Ventures, or WEAVE, is offering microloans to area business owners.
Specific to the fire and mudslide devastation, we offer low-interest quick response loans up to $10,000, 18-month term, and depending on a complete package, we can typically turn those around within 2 to 3 business days.
You can find more information at kcbx.org. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.